this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey.
All right, what's wrong?
Huh?
You've got some bubbles in your hair.
Nothing like a few laughs in the pool to cure that.
He made me wear the sauerkraut costume on.
Give me bubbles any day.
Ta-da!
Oh, no.
On my way to work. Hey, so what have you got going on this weekend?
Nothing much.
Good, because I've got something fun. Did I tell you about the hot dog car?
What?
The car that looks like a giant hot dog? You know, the one that plumps up when it gets hot? You're going to love this. It's on a promotional tour, and it's stopping at Wits End Connellsville this weekend. You got to come. I hear they've got a 3-stage quad burner grill in the back.
I may have homework.
Hey, I just remembered. Your mom mentioned some kind of dinner coming up next week. She can't go and asked me if I could.
She can't go?
No, she has to lead a women's retreat. Now, what is this dinner about?
It's a parent-student awards dinner. They put it on to reward parents and kids that have helped out the school. No big deal. I'm not sure I even want to go.
Are you kidding? It sounds like fun. And we may get some good food out of it.
I asked a couple of people who went last year, and it sounds kind of boring.
You okay? You seem a little down. Everything all right at school?
I'm fine.
Hey, I know what might brighten that mood of yours. I just created it for the kids at Wits End. Get it out of the glove box there.
Okay. What is it?
It's a bubble hat. Put it on.
I just did my hair.
It'll be fine. All you do is snap it on, push that button, and voila, bubbles.
It sounds disgusting.
I know, the kids will love it.
Oh no, how do I get this hat off?
Why are you ducking?
We just passed my friends, Gwen and the Andrews twins. I can't get this thing turned off. Is it this button?
No, don't touch that. That's the turbo bubble button.
What's happening?
It's designed to pump out 50 bubbles a second.
I can't see.
I can't either. Let me pull over. There. Sorry about that. Open the doors. Get some of these bubbles out. Oh, there's your friends.
No, keep driving.
I can't even see out the windshield.
Just, never mind. I'll walk with them.
Are you sure?
Bye.
But...
Hi, Tamika.
Hi, Gwen. Hi, girls.
Hello, Tammy.
Hi, girls.
Is, something wrong with your car?
No, it's my hat. I just have to air out the car a little bit.
Okay, you do that. Gotta go. Come on, girls.
Bye, Tamika.
You've got some bubbles in your hair.
Oh, thanks.
That man had a car full of bubbles.
Weird. Was that your dad?
Oh, him? No. That's just some crazy neighbor.
All right, what's wrong?
Huh?
I didn't want to say anything around anybody else, but you lied.
When?
Come on, you know when. You lied about your dad to the Andrew twins. Why?
You would have done the same thing if it was your dad with bubbles all over his car.
What's the big deal? You ought to see my brother's car. He's got a backseat full of fast food boxes and candy wrappers. Give me bubbles any day.
Well, it's just that when they said he was weird...
They say that about everything. Look, dads are just guys, and guys are all pretty strange.
Yeah, I guess.
My brother keeps a live tarantula in his room. You know what I call that? Weird!
Do I need to wash this by hand?
No, that can go in the dishwasher.
Oh, I need to go to Connellsville to get Marvin some school clothes tomorrow. Did you want to come?
Actually, I was thinking about doing something special with Tamika tomorrow.
Really? Like what?
Anything. I feel like I need to reconnect with her.
Why do you say that?
This dinner at school next week?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking that we could have a great time together, but as soon as she found out I was taking her instead of you, she acted like she didn't even want to go.
She'll go.
You know, it didn't used to be this way. She used to like me better than you.
Ed.
Those were the good old days, back when Mom was an afterthought.
She did love her daddy. Ed still does.
It's not the same, though. She used to laugh at everything I said.
Mm.
3 years ago, she would have been proud to take her old man to her school and show him off. But now, she looks at me like I'm something she scraped off her shoe.
Oh, I'm sure it's not that bad.
She didn't even seem that excited about the bubble hat. She used to love stuff like that.
You feel like you're losing your little girl.
Exactly.
Honey, maybe you are.
What?
Maybe you are losing the Tamika you used to know. She's growing up. Changing.
Growing up? She's 11 years old.
That's 7 years from college.
Get out of here. That's a lifetime away.
You're in denial, honey. That's a finger snap away. And you're going to have to deal with it sooner or later. She's an adolescent.
Oh, stop that.
Pretty soon she'll be a teenager. She's changing.
So you're saying I'm outdated? Yesterday's news. I'm dancing the twist in a hip-hop world.
No, I'm just saying you need to find out what interests her now and try to become part of that life, or you might lose touch.
Actually, I do have a few ideas for tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
I think they're right up her alley. Hip. Yeah.
Oh, yeah? What are they?
Don't worry about it. I've got this under control.
Whatever you say, but do me a favor.
What?
Leave the bubble head at home.
If you're looking for something fun to do, you'll find it at witsend.org. You'll get the latest Odyssey news, scoops, and reviews. Just about everything you need to know about Adventures in Odyssey is on witsend.org. Log on today.
You don't have to take the whole day off to spend with me.
I didn't have to, but I want to. It'll be fun.
Thanks.
I've got a great day planned. We're going to do all your favorite stuff.
My favorite stuff?
To start things off, we're going shopping for a new dress.
But you hate shopping.
You've got to have something nice to wear at the dinner next week.
Oh, that. You don't have to do anything special. In fact, we don't even have to...
Don't worry about it. This is my treat to you. Next comes the pool. You still like to swim, don't you?
Sure.
Great. But before we go any further, I've got a little surprise for you. Close your eyes while I open the front door. Now, step out here.
Oops.
Keep those eyes closed.
Okay.
Well, let me point you in this direction. Okay. Now open your eyes. Ta-da!
Oh, no.
You didn't expect this, did you? The hot dog car is at your disposal. It took a little ice cream bribery, but they let me borrow it for the morning.
You parked it in our driveway where everyone could see it?
I couldn't park it on the street. Bart would start selling tickets.
But right out here in the open?
Isn't it great? This will be your limo to the mall. Tell you what, we can split the bun, plump the dog, and you can ride on top like they do in the parades. How would you like that?
Wow. I can't wait till all my friends see me.
Boy, the water's great. Why aren't you swimming? And why are you sitting way over here?
Oh, I don't know. It's a little hot, I guess.
Nothing like a few laps in the pool to cure that. Hey, how about we do that circus trick we used to do?
You can't lift me over your head anymore, Dad.
Sure I can.
Well, there's a lot of people in the pool. I don't want to land on anyone.
No, it's fine. I've been diving the whole time. Everybody always gets out of the way.
That's because you make that really loud yell when you jump. And when you hit the water, it causes a tidal wave.
It's not that bad.
That one little kid washed up right out of the pool.
He's okay. I bought him an ice cream. Come on, the water's great.
I'll sit here for a little longer.
Be right there. It's my turn for the belly flop competition. Sure you don't want to join in?
I think I'll keep my belly unflopped for now.
You watch me, and give me some pointers then, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Tammy.
Oh, hi, girls. You're here at the pool, too? Small world, huh? Is that your neighbor again?
No.
It's my dad.
Really? He sounds so funny.
Yeah, hilarious.
He's so different.
So fresh.
So out there.
So weird.
Yeah.
Well, we won't be able to entertain much longer. We're going to leave soon.
Too bad. Bye.
Bye.
Tamika, check this one out. The double whale flip. Yee-haw!
Oh.
If you're like me, you've already figured out that you were born to make a difference, hardwired to change the world. The problem is, it's not always easy to know where to start. I mean, you've got this big dream, but it's a little blurry, out of focus, you know? Maybe you should check out the Focus Institute.
The Institute has helped me, in a very real sense, define my calling.
Imagine spending a semester in a classroom with other students who care about the same stuff you do. But everything you're learning is completely relevant to your life and the relationships you're forming.
I really have been surprised that we all have the deep common goal of Christ. And so I've made friends that I will keep for a lifetime here.
The Focus on the Family Institute, a world-class education and a life-changing experience. It may be just what you need to give your dreams focus and to jumpstart your world-changing plans. You can find more information and download the student application form at focusinstitute.org. That's focusinstitute.org.
There you are. Your hair looks beautiful. Now off you go.
Mom, are you sure you can't go to this dinner with me? You always took me before.
I'm sorry, honey, but I'm in charge of this retreat, and, ooh, I'm almost late. Anyway, your dad's really looking forward to going with you, and he's waiting in the car right now.
Yeah, well, I don't think I want to go.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Now, look, you've been moping around like somebody took your allowance and kicked your dog.
It's just that I'd rather go with you.
Well, why don't you want to go with your daddy?
He doesn't understand me, Mom, and he's embarrassing. He does silly things all the time.
Mm.
The kids were laughing at him at the pool the other day. They think he's weird.
Tamika, that's nonsense. Now, your father may not be able to match his tie with his socks, but he is the best man I've ever known. And he's the best father you could ever have. He's kind, loving, strong in his faith, and he loves you more than you can possibly know. Why do you think he went to all that trouble the other day? He borrowed that hot dog car so that the two of you could have some fun.
Being laughed at because I'm in the relish seat on a giant hot dog is not what I call fun. He made me wear the sauerkraut costume, Mom. Do I have to go to this awards dinner?
Yes, you do. Now go out and get into the car with your father and have a good time. We'll talk more about this when you get home.
Fine, I'll go. But I don't think I'll have a good time. Oh, there's my friend Gwen. Can we sit at the table with her and her dad?
Sure we can.
Dad, wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
Tonight, could you...
What?
Nothing. Have a good time, I guess.
You bet we will. I've got a feeling that this will be a special night.
Okay, let's go. Hi, Tamika. This is my dad. Hello.
Hey. Hi, how you doing?
I'm Tamika's father, Ed Washington.
Yeah, hey, aren't you the ice cream guy over in Connellsville?
Uh-huh, that's me, Wits Inn.
Right. Great place. I've had my kids over there a couple of times. Harvey Kablonski's the name. Hey, did you see that cold cut table?
No.
Roast beef stacked up to here. They didn't have the plates out yet, so I almost started stuffing my pockets.
Dad!
But I restrain myself.
He likes roast beef.
Like it. I love it. Meat of any kind, really. Yeah, that's how my wife, bless her soul, got me to play with the kids when they were little.
How's that?
Hung sausages around their necks to keep me interested. That's just a joke, Ed. Hey, Eddie, why don't we go over and look really hungry till they put out some plates already? What do you say?
No, you go ahead. I'll sit here with the girls.
Oh, that's a good father, sitting with your daughter. It's probably what the book says, right?
What book?
You know, how to grow a kid or some such. Hey, good dad, right over here. Yep, here he is. Well, meat's calling. I'll be back.
My dad's very outgoing.
That he is.
Yeah. I don't think he's really very comfortable at dinners like this, but when my mom died, he kind of had to take over for her. Dad tries to come to all my school things.
Good for him.
But I was kind of hoping there would be no meat involved tonight.
Well, meat does appeal to a man's baser instincts.
Hey, Ed, want some roast beef?
Sure.
Dad?
You like a little meat?
No, well done, please.
All right.
Dad, stop it.
What?
I'll go help him carry his third plate. Be right back.
Okay. What is it?
You're shouting across the room about roast beef.
Harvey asked me.
Everybody's looking.
So what?
Don't you care that you're embarrassing yourself?
No, I'm not.
Well, you're embarrassing me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You do this to me all the time. You embarrass me.
Tamika, I wasn't trying to... You're really embarrassed?
They're still staring. I'm going to the restroom.
Tamika, wait. I didn't mean to embarrass you. I'm sorry.
This is why I wanted Mom to come.
Oh. I'll tell you what, I don't want to make you uncomfortable. I suppose I could just, I'll just go then.
Why don't we just go home?
No, it's important for you to stay. I'll be in the car.
No, Dad,
It's okay, Pumpkin. Just bring some roast beef when you're done.
Oh, hi, girls.
Your dad is just so weird. You want to hire him out at birthday parties and pool parties.
Tamika, are you okay?
Oh, hi.
Hi, Gwen.
Your dad is such a crack-up, too.
They should form a comedy team.
Yeah, Bubbles.
And roast beef.
Right, our dads are a couple of losers. Glad we made your day.
No!
We think they're really funny. We wish our dad was so fun.
Give me a break. You'd be hiding at our table if that was your dad.
No way! Your dad did belly flops at the pool and drove a hot dog car. Who wouldn't want a dad like that?
Yeah, fun!
I can't believe they did it that way.
I know, we really do want a dad like that.
Their dads are so cool.
I know.
Wow. Now that was weird. They actually liked our dads.
Why wouldn't they?
Oh, you're not embarrassed by your dad?
No. My dad's wonderful. He didn't have to come to this dinner. But he canceled his plans and came here because I wanted to. He does a lot of stuff because he thinks it'll make me happy. Sometimes he's silly and loud, but you know what? He makes me happy. He may be weird to some people, but he's just right for me.
Wow. Sorry, Gwen. I didn't mean to say anything bad about him.
It's all right. I know some people have a hard time with their parents. I just don't. I guess it's because I know he loves me so much. But I understand that's not true of all parents.
Yeah.
Actually, though, I do think we take a lot of things for granted. Until we lose them.
Yeah.
Odyssey Middle School wants to thank you all for working so hard this year to make this a wonderful school experience. We have a few special recognitions to hand out. The first one goes to a young
student. Where did your dad go?
It's a long story, but I need to go.
Well, you can't go now.
Why?
I just called your name.
What?
Tamika, come on up and receive your award.
What's this for?
It's the Science Award.
Oh, the Science Award. Wow, I really wanted that.
Would you like to say a few words?
You know, I like science and all. But I really need to thank my dad, because he helped me with a lot of my big projects. Unfortunately, he's not here right now. Thanks.
That's a nice award.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
Thanks. I never should have said those things. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
There's no reason for you to be sorry.
You've been great. And I wouldn't have won this award without you helping me. I said that on stage.
I know.
How?
I snuck in the back and watched you. I couldn't miss you getting the award.
You knew about the award?
The school called last week. I knew you could do it. I'm proud of you.
You helped a lot.
What's a few late night dioramas about iguanas and seal habitats between friends? You know, when you told me that I was embarrassing you tonight, I was kind of surprised.
Look, Dad, about that.
I guess I was being a little thick-skulled. And maybe it was just because I don't want to see you grow up so fast.
Dad.
I mean, hot dog cars and belly flops in the pool used to make you laugh. I guess I thought that if I could get us laughing together again, everything would feel the way it always did.
Uh-huh.
But things change. You're still my little girl. But you're growing up, and that's the way it is supposed to be. I just want you to know that I'm determined to do what it takes to change right along with you. Even if that means no banshee yells and bubble hats in front of your friends.
Thanks. I'm sorry I said you embarrassed me. It's just that some of the things that used to make me laugh don't seem so funny anymore.
Like vehicles in the shape of carnival foods?
Yeah. But I think I was getting a little too uptight about everything, too. God needed to help me see things a little differently.
Did he?
Yeah. For one thing, he helped me see that he made you just right. For me.
And I think he made you pretty good, too.
I don't like belly flops in the pool, though. In fact, I don't like much of anything that deals with bellies.
I'll keep that in mind. We okay?
Yeah. Love you.
I love you too. But you know what would make me love you more?
What?
If you tell me that you didn't forget to get me that roast beef.
I didn't. I wrapped them up, Z.
That's my girl.
What a great day for a swim, huh?
Yeah, the water's incredible.
Hi, Tammy.
Oh, hi, girls. Dad, you know the Andrews sisters, right?
Andrews sisters? Aren't there supposed to be three of you? Where's Laverne?
Huh?
You see, they were a singing group. Never mind.
That's okay. Our granddad says that all the time.
Would you do us a favor, Mr. Washington?
Sure.
The kids would like to see you do the double whale flip belly flop.
Ooh, sorry, girls. I promised Tamika no belly flops today.
Aww.
Well, I said no belly flops, but there's nothing wrong with a single whale flip cannonball, as long as I can do it with you.
Sounds good to me. You ready?
All set.
One, two, three.
Yeah!
God's command in Exodus chapter 20 says, honor your father and mother. A good way to honor your parents is to be honest with them about how you're feeling. Tamika could have saved herself a lot of trouble if she would have just talked with her dad. If she would have, she would have realized how understanding her dad really was and that he loved her very much. Tamika learned that God's call to honor your parents isn't always easy, but it's also the only one of the Ten Commandments that comes with a promise. It promises that if you honor your parents, that your days will be long upon the land which the Lord God is giving you. So what do your parents do to show they love you? I'd love to hear about it. Our address is Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995, or Canada Write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And when you do, don't forget to ask how you can get a copy of today's episode. It's called Bringing Up Dads. And be sure to visit us on the web at witsend.org. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Bringing Up Dads was written and directed by Bob Hoos. Our sound designer was Glenn Montjoy, and music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included J. Karen Thomas, Wally Wingert, Courtney Brown, Vanessa Morano, Allison Hoover, Alex Hoover, and Mark Christopher Lawrence. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.